The melody was composed at the cemetery on the last day of the battle.
Frank Matthews was only 18 when this Marine private first class spent 28 days in a brutal battle on Iwo Jima in 1945. He was the only man left in his platoon of 40 guys after the battle ended. He talks about how his melodies paint the picture of war.
They were to remind me what I saw and what I felt. They were like sketches that other guys drew.
Now the island completely silent after a month-long ferocious battle.
They were still burying people.
PFC Matthews found himself among a makeshift gravesite.
It looked suddenly like Arlington had moved there. That evening I thought of it as looking like the ocean had deposited a whole bunch of graves there or something. It just was totally unreal.
It was hard to get his head around it. 7,000 of his buddies gone, those he fought hard alongside of.
This was a very strange sight to suddenly see all these bodies, all these graves at Iwo Jima.
He left the island the next day with the music in his head. Although it's taken decades, and following the death of his wife and moving in with his daughter in Stafford, this Marine turned those melodies into music. On Sunday, he was honored when the Band of America's Few, which is made up of former Marines, performed two of his pieces outside of the Marine Corps Museum.
Private First Class Frank Matthews, United States Marine.
But Matthews insists this day isn't about honoring him, but about honoring his buddies who didn't make it home.
It's a privilege to be able to get up and talk about these guys who were my buddies, even though 7,000 of them died at Iwo Jima in that battle. So that's why I can never forget.
He's hoping people all across America on this Memorial Day don't forget either. Kathy Stewart, WTOP News.